This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you, and good morning. The family of 26-year-old missing Willow Creek man who was last seen on May 23rd has confirmed on Facebook that the body of a man pulled from the Trinity River is that of Joseph Barriga Crawford. It was between 9:30 and 10 o'clock on Friday morning when sheriff's deputies, Hoopa Tribal Police, the CHP, and Hoopa Fire responded to a call that a body had been located in the Trinity River in the Big Rock area. A positive identification was made on Barriga Crawford, who was considered an at-risk missing person. An autopsy has been scheduled. The families and friends of Hydesville residents Judy Bell and her niece, Heather Risling, have set up a GoFundMe page to provide assistance for the pair after fire destroyed their Hydesville home on Friday afternoon. The call came in at just after 6 o'clock and arriving fire crews found heavy fire coming from the roof of the house. News Channel 3 reports that Bell suffered smoke inhalation after she went back into the burning building to rescue family pets, all of which are reported safe. The house was a total loss, and you can assist Bell and Risling by making a donation at GoFundMe, Risling Family Fire Relief. If you felt the short, sharp trembler that rattled windows at about 5:20 yesterday morning, you can let the U.S. Geological Survey know. The earthquake was centered right on Moonstone Beach at a depth of 12 miles. The USGS gathers data on each earthquake it records, and that's a lot of earthquakes. And you can add your bit of data as well by checking the USGS website. The Redwood Memorial Foundation announced the recipients of its 2017 Redwood Memorial Foundation Scholarship Program. Every year, the foundation awards scholarships to high school seniors and community members living in the Eel River Valley, Van Dusen River Valley, and Southern Humboldt. The nine recipients are Alicia Amador, Madison Letter, Rebecca Parker, Ashlyn Taylor, Deidre Guy, Jessica Graff, Tyler Janowski, Nicole Johnson, and Haley Winner. Jordan Christmas has our community news.
In this month's Our Community News, we turn the focus to transportation and its importance to the economic health of the cities and towns along the Northern California coast and the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon. In Humboldt County, the focus from elected officials at both the city and county level is on finding adequate sources of funding for road and bridge maintenance and repair. The Humboldt County Association of Governments backed a ballot measure last November that asked county residents to approve a half-cent sales tax increase that, if approved, would leave residents with a tax rate of 8 3/4. That measure failed. The city of Fortuna's HCOG resident was the lone no vote on the HCOG board, but that's because the city had its own sales tax increase on the ballot, one earmarked for road and park maintenance, and one that was approved by Fortuna voters. Now we are seeing pushback at the state level, as Republican Assemblymember Travis Allen pushes for a ballot initiative to overturn Senate Bill 1, the massive gas tax increase passed by the legislature. Californians are willing to raise taxes. You just need voter approval to do so.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt County District Attorney Maggie Fleming sat down for Talk Shop, and that talk turned to the annual budget and the impact Measure Z funding has had on the office. Fleming pointed out that despite the fact that Measure Z revenue allowed her to unfreeze vacant attorney positions and hire additional lawyers to ease the burden on staff, the office still struggles to keep up with the demand due to the crime rate in the county, particularly felonies and violent crime.
When I asked to have my positions unfrozen and to go to 17 prosecutors from 14 with the Measure Z funds, at that time, that seemed like a very decent number. And unfortunately, because of our very high number of serious violent cases and murder cases, we are strapped.
Looking forward, Fleming said that some of that revenue will be used to upgrade the computerized case management system. Fleming said that the DA's office outdated technology, combined with the computer and system issues with the Superior Court and the county jail, must be addressed.
The key is between us and the courts and then us and the jail, because what we give to the public defender or to the defense, we can do via internet. But if we can't transfer charges and amendments and things like that to the court in real time and then also be getting the information from the jail, we are in a really bad way.
You can listen to DA Maggie Fleming Talk Shop on a variety of issues by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.